You're listening to SBS News.
Indonesia has just recorded its deadliest day since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, with 1,040 deaths. Its hospitals are beyond capacity and turning away patients. Sick people are now dying in their homes. Oxygen supplies are running out, with people in the capital, Jakarta, forced to wait in long lines to refill canisters.
I've been waiting since 9 a.m. until now, around 12 o'clock. It's been 3 hours and I still haven't got my turn yet.
New outbreaks have forced lockdowns in Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh City and Myanmar's Yangon. More than 18 months since COVID-19 emerged, and despite the manufacture of vaccines, the world is still struggling to contain the virus. In the last 7 days, there's been a 33% increase in cases across Europe. Infections are up 16% in Africa and 8% in Southeast Asia. The only region that has recorded a decline in cases is the Americas. But the technical lead for COVID-19 at the WHO, Maria van Kerkhove, says many countries in the Americas are seeing a surge in infections.
There are more than 24 countries that have epidemic curves that are almost vertical right now. Almost vertical. This is not the situation we should be in when we have tools at hand.
The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says countries with high vaccination rates that are now dropping public health restrictions can't relax. He warns that the pandemic is far from over.
The world is at a perilous point in this pandemic. We have just passed the tragic milestone of 4 million recorded COVID-19 deaths, which likely underestimates the overall toll.
A ticker tape parade in New York City has honoured essential workers who've helped through the pandemic. Healthcare workers, police officers, food delivery workers, teachers and transportation workers who went to their jobs each day despite the risks, among those declared heroes. Nurse Kimberly Dorr recalls hospitals being besieged last year.
To be honest with you, every day was a matter of life or death for us as well as the patients because we didn't know. So it was scary. We felt like we were on the front lines, but the teamwork that we all put together, we managed to make it through. It was very scary.
There have been jubilant scenes in London, where crowds of England football fans have celebrated their team making the final of Euro 2020. On Monday, Wembley Stadium will host 60,000 people for the match against Italy. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has expressed concern about the crowd size during a spike in coronavirus cases. But British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says large numbers of people can attend safely. Up to 1,000 Italy fans will be allowed to travel to London for the game under strict conditions. They must return negative COVID-19 tests before they leave and can only be on British soil for 12 hours. They'll have to stay in a secure bubble using charter flights and dedicated transport to get to and from the airport and the stadium. Inside the venue, a special section will be dedicated to them to keep them separated. They'll have to quarantine for 5 days on their return to Italy. A cafe near the stadium that's been serving sports fans traditional English breakfasts for years is enjoying a boost in trade. Manager George Georgiadis says after 16 months of coronavirus restrictions and cancelled events, staff are happy to see an influx of customers.
We're busy and everyone's got a smile on their face. British people are up for it. I was here for the previous Euros and it was a fantastic atmosphere then, but it just lifts the people up and it's something I think we needed in this country.
In a move that could determine if the Olympics go ahead with crowds, Japan's government is set to decide on new measures to stop the spread of the virus in and around Tokyo. Medical experts have been calling for spectators to be barred on safety grounds for weeks. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.